Don't burp in my ear. Nasty. I don't consent to gas play. I bet that's a thing.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah. What's it called? Because you know there's people who
gasphilia.
Like sniff farts.
Yeah.
Ew.
I need one of those.
Ew, no.
I'd be like the best at that. I'd be like a pro dom.
That being gross. Oh, and then everyone's going to be like, oh, don't yuck my yum. Yeah. But I'm sorry. Some things are just yucky.
No, they're not yucky. Some people are into it. That's okay. Yeah. Some people think anal is yucky. Well, it is, but...
Yeah. Fair.
All right.
This podcast contains frank discussions about sex, kink, and BDSM. If you're a consenting adult who wants to learn more about these topics, then stay tuned.
You're listening to Chief from kinkyevents.co.uk, helping you create the dom sub dynamic you've always fantasized about.
Today, how to find BDSM events to go to.
How do you find BDSM?
How do you find events to go to? How do we find events to go to? Well, we can only speak from living in London, but I'm sure some of the methods will work elsewhere. FetLife, that's my first port of call.
Do you search on FetLife?
Well, FetLife has the events section, so I go straight to there. It's literally the only thing I use FetLife for. I don't use it for profiles. I don't use it for contacting people. I'd literally just go to the events, and then I look for stuff that's coming up that week.
Isn't it the case that when you're on FetLife, you only see events of, like, communities or areas that you've already, like, joined or something? So you first have to find the little group, and then you see their events. You don't just see all events out there.
You do.
Do you really?
Yeah, you see all events.
I must not have been on FetLife for quite a while.
I think by default it puts you within, like, 10 miles of your location that you've entered on your profile. London.
It was like a 50-kilometer sort of thing.
Yeah, but you can change it, and you can look anywhere in the world. I've not joined any femdom foot worship groups, and I get those events all the time, so... I'm pretty sure it is everything.
So you say.
So I say maybe I've accidentally clicked on them. But no, I'm pretty sure it's everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where I go first. And that, again, that's the only reason I use FetLife, because I don't, it's a bit old school, and I'm not into the whole, if I meet someone at an event, I might ask for their FetLife, but generally not, because again, what's the point? I don't put anything on there. I'd rather get their real phone number. Yeah, it's slightly more, I guess it's more anonymous if you're not comfortable giving out your phone number at an event. But if I've met them in person and they're,
My experience as a woman has not been the best on FetLife. When I joined, like, a bunch of, and I know that you can change the settings or whatever, but if you are trying to meet people and talk to people, you don't want to say no messages allowed. But then if you do say messages allowed, then oof. Within 1 week, I was like, everyone is gross and I don't like anyone. And then that was kind of my end of my FetLife adventure.
That is the same experience on any dating app. I know it's not a dating app, but any male-female interaction, it's always it's always the way.
That's the issue, though. Like, I wasn't using FetLife for...
I know, it's not a dating app.
And then, like,
but it's just guys. It's just guys, is what they do.
Yeah, they just slide in there and they're like, hey.
They're idiots. But at the same time, I do understand it because we have to do the approaching. So literally, I don't message anyone and I don't meet anyone off it because, again, I have to do the work. And I don't want to do the work because I don't want to come across as slimy or an idiot. So I don't do anything. So you get no results. So it's a catch-22.
Yeah. But for events...
For events.
It's all right.
It's great. I think it's the, if you live in a big city, it's probably the main thing I use. However, they are, there's a few things to be wary of. So one is, it's mainly munches. Mm. For those who don't know, a munch is a social gathering for BDSM kink people, but in a public space normally.
A vanilla venue.
And you go there to talk about, you know, everything, not to play, not to necessarily talk about kink either, just to get to meet people.
To socialize other kinky people,
yes.
Knowing that they are in some sort of kinky world, so you don't have to be be guarded all the time.
Yes.
And then that there's the potential to make connections, make friends, and then like join groups and group chats to go to kinky specific
Yeah, or events. Start dating.
Yeah.
And if kink does come up, fine, but don't go to a munch expecting to start hitting
loudly
people
proclaiming
and talking
how
about
your
kink
last,
instantly. Yeah.
You know, gangbang went yeah. in front of all these other
I mean, you can,
people.
But don't ask them, like,
no, I'm saying, like,
first opening, what are you into, kink-wise, because it just comes across as a bit...
I'm just mm-hmm. saying if you're around other people, because some of these
oh,
munches,
in other
you
events.
Know, like,
yeah.
if you're at a munch, you know, do keep the volume
yeah,
a little
there's
bit
gonna be other
reduced
people
there's
who
other
are not
people.
Part of the munch there.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, of course. So, yeah, I use that a lot. So munches is mainly on there. You do occasionally also get people posting their own private parties. I would not go to one of those, and I would recommend you don't, listeners, go to one of those, because generally it's some bloke in a who's trying it on. He's like, yeah, I'm hosting a gangbang here or a party, and yes, it won't be vetted. Mm. It's also the reason I don't put any of my events on there at the moment. Not that I run many, but occasional social events, if I did run them, I might consider putting them up there. But yeah, I don't just want everyone on the internet to be able to see it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's great for munches. And some of the bigger parties will also list their events there as well. Killing Kittens don't, I guess, because they're more on the swing scene. But someone like Club Verboten, they would put their social events on there as well. Field might put them on there.
What's the one that's like Club Verboten?
Torture Garden.
Torture Garden
put their events on there as well. It's the biggest listing of kink events that I know of online. I don't think there's a site that just puts events.
At one point on the interwebs, there was this like kinky calendar in London, like a London specific one. And I think there are some in different cities as well. And it's like literally just a pretty bare bones website with a calendar page.
Yeah.
And it listed a bunch of different
I think they had just scraped FetLife though.
But regardless, it was nice because it was literally just a calendar. And it said what the requirements were for all of the events and like which type of group it served and what sort of info you needed without all the frivolous extra stuff.
Yeah.
And that was quite
yeah.
nice. I don't know if they're still in existence.
I don't know.
So there's... I'm sure there's different forums and things that are like more location specific or community specific.
Yeah. And well, which I guess brings us to the next point. Once you're, there's a lot of mailing lists for events, but for that particular company that runs those events. So if you figure out a party that you like, or you meet people and you like the kind of events that you've been to with them, get on the mailing list of the company that runs those particular parties. For example, again, in London, the Fox Den, we've been to a few of their
Excellent.
Parties. I think as well, they put their events onto FetLife, but you're better off just joining their mailing list. And they run talks, they run parties. In fact, we are doing a talk.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to this in 2024, it's March 2024. We're doing a talk in April. April the
27th, something.
27th. Sometime around then.
Sometime.
So if you're not a member of Fox Den, go to the foxden.club, I think it is, the Fox Den, something like that. Have a Google if you're in London and come and hear us chat. Or don't if you don't like this, but then while you're listening to this, go away. If you're still listening at this point, whatever it is, 8 minutes in, then you might enjoy coming to speak to us. So yeah, moral story, get on the mailing list of the parties. Torture Garden will have a mailing list. Pleasure Island Parties, who
Divine
I
Darkness.
Always talk about. Divine Darkness on I think they're mainly on Instagram. I don't know if you've got... They've got a... it's not
a
WhatsApp
group.
It's the other one. Telegram.
I don't know these
Telegram
things. I'm not tech savvy.
Yeah, so there's lots of these groups that you won't know about unless you get out there, put yourself out there, and then you'll kind of get introduced to them. I hear about a lot of parties through... friends who are more into the scene than I am, and they kind of report back.
Word of mouth is your best friend. 100%.
Yes. Yes. So immerse yourself.
What is nice about the newsletters, like Foxy Den, for example, is oftentimes they do collaborations with other people in the space.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to also like widen your scope and be like, ooh, this person's giving a talk and they're from this dungeon or whatever. And so then it helps you get to know the different like clubs and groups that are kind of like in orbit around each other.
Yeah. Yeah. So a classic example, there's quite a few private dungeons in London. And if you search for them online on Google, you'll find them and you can hire them out and go there. But occasionally they run parties or people hire them to run parties. And you wouldn't know that because they don't advertise, you know, the companies who own the dungeons don't run the parties, so they won't advertise them on their sites. But if you can go to bigger events, get to know people, then you will probably bump into someone who's about to run a party and, find them that way.
Another good place would be sites like Eventbrite or Design My Night or random social listings, meetup.
Yeah.
And if you just search for the right subtopics, sex, dating, relationships, and sometimes
tantra,
counterculture, you're going to find really interesting like art exhibits or some talk at some college of psychology. And if you're interested in the more like academic things or like lectures that kind of verge into kinky topics, you can actually find surprising crossovers there.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I prefer that approach. So looking for events which vanilla people go to, but because of the subject matter, you also get kinky people go to. I went to a talk on the psychology of BDSM,
yeah,
I think, and there was maybe 150 people in the audience. Everyone was kinky, but they weren't like hardcore into it. They weren't necessarily, I don't know, it just felt a bit more like vanilla type people. It wasn't like people who are hardcore into BDSM who would go to the more extreme munches. And it was in a pub as well. I don't know, I'm generalizing here, but there was more, because it was in my area as well, there was more the kind of people that I would be socializing with anyway there. And that was about BDSM, so that was quite a BDSM talk. But you can get more general talks about, I don't know, I can't think of an example.
Polyamory.
Like, E&M, polyamory, yeah. Where it's, again, not necessarily about BDSM, it's not about dating or meeting people, but it's a good way to socialize with people who are probably, could be into the space as well.
I'd say the more queer-friendly places you go to, the more likely you are going to brush against BDSM-adjacent events as well. Yeah. Obviously, it's not, you know, not all LGBT people are into BDSM or kink, but it's just a more accepting environment as it is generally. And so you do hear a lot more about that if you are within Pride spaces.
Yeah. So I went to, there was a science museum late, which is, for those who don't know, we have a big science museum in London and they open it up for adults only in the evenings, some every month. And this one was about the intersection of tech and sex. Again, so not BDSM related, but I joined a group to go. And it just, if you are trying to meet people, it gives you a way into the conversation because you can say, oh, what did you think of that talk? And they might go, oh yeah, well, I'm into BDSM anyway. Or they might just say, yeah, I wasn't really sure about it. It's not really my thing. And so without having to specifically ask them, are you into BDSM or DS? You get a sense of what they're into. So yeah, going to sort of regular events with BDSM twists can be useful as well, which you can find on all the regular sites. I don't know if Eventbrite is international. I'm not sure.
They're similar
yeah, so look sites. For similar sites. Search for kink, BDSM, that kind of thing.
What about Reddit? Does Reddit have its use?
I don't know. I think people put events on there, but I think they tend to be, if people are announcing events, they're probably going to be the smaller parties and they may not be vetted. But people who are going to the larger events may post about them and you might find them that way. So yeah, the BDSM community on Reddit could be a way.
Can I confess something?
Go for it.
Just, I don't always go on this subreddit and I don't know, but sometimes if I'm feeling a certain mood, there is a panel subreddit. And the thing is, because it's a small enough group of people, that not everyone's posting on there. There are only a few core people who post. Mm-hmm. You start to make, or you get to know the people in the community who are posting, and they all started talking to each other, I guess. And then there were a couple like porn actresses on there who were also keen. They actually organized a specific like panel video shoot or whatever with some people from that subreddit. And they went from like different places around the US, and they all went to some rented thing or whatever, and they shot this whole like panel scene. I don't know. But I just find it really interesting that like through the subreddit, you know, you can get to know, this is just an example, that you can get to know different people within whatever interest you're in. And if you start talking and actually making a general connection, then, you know, you could find your way into a porn set. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Just be very careful with online communities, because you do not know who the other person is, and they may not be who they say they are, of course. At least in a, at least with the munch, you're kind of, if there's 100 people going, you're a bit safer because it's in a public space.
Standard safety procedures apply to all of these suggestions.
Yeah.
You know, always be open to the experience, but just be aware of your safety concerns.
Yes.
You know.
The other thing I'd mention is a lot of munches are guy heavy. Mm. It's like 70%, 80% men. I found that's the same with even general events. So yeah, just to be aware of, some people may like that, some people may not. If you're a guy and you're trying to date, then it's not easy. I don't think you're going to go to a munch and then meet a partner. It's unless you're very good looking or very charismatic.
Where you will find more women who would possibly be a little bit more keen is at a book club. So if there are any kinky or sexy book clubs, I'm not like they tend to be more women.
Oh yeah, 100%. So like, does that mean I have to learn to read though?
Yeah, unfortunately. Or at least have something interesting to say when you go to the book club.
I've read Winnie the Pooh.
I'm sure there are so many steamy book clubs. I know in the States there are loads of like steamy romanticy book clubs popping up all over the place. Everyone has a book club nowadays, and then a lot of them are for women who want to read, you know, the little softcore porn smut going on.
But are men allowed?
Yeah, and a lot of them they are. It's just that they don't go.
Mm.
Obviously, you have to check the membership requirements or whatever. But it's a good way, I think, also to stay local to a smaller bit of your community, because when you go to these big events, there can be so many people and you're not going to jive with everyone. But if it's, you know, just like a little neighborhood sort of thing, you're more likely to have some sort of similar interest, at least just because you're visiting the same sort of shops and things.
Yeah.
That's my...
No, I agree. I'm really bad at talking to people at large events. I just find it draining and really difficult. I much prefer when there's like 5-6 people and you can get chatting to them. And that, sounds like book clubs are the way forward.
They are.
Okay. You know, I don't doubt
it. We should have one.
Or a knitting club.
We tried to do one on the Discord, but like, you know how much effort it is?
That's not in person.
I know, exactly. And it ruins the whole trying to...
I've seen erotic poetry where people come up and they can read their erotic...
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so those kind of events, again, they're not directly related to BDSM, but they are great ways of finding events that you can then work your way into the scene. And I mean, obviously, this is all related to living in a large city. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a country that frowns upon this stuff, or, you know, you're in the middle of a farm in wherever, Kansas.
Yeah, sure. That works.
You're not going to find events, right? So you're a little bit stuck, and you might be just limited to online stuff unless you're willing to travel. And I'm afraid that's just the nature of it.
That is. Obviously, more urban areas are going to have more access to these sorts of things. Mm. So that is a privilege, especially of us like living in London. You're getting a lot of cultural crossover from all over the place, and people are coming here specifically for that sort of mix and blend.
Yes. Yes.
But I don't think that, you know, you're also just stuck and doomed to forever just interact online if you are in smaller locations. It just means that you need to find your community online first. And you will have to make a little bit more of an effort to get to know people, to talk to them, and then to actually organize. You know, you can organize your own event. And we have lots of people who...
You got to find the kinky people.
You have
people
to find
first.
The kinky people. But if you are making friends online, and if you decide... I mean, Zoom is free. Have a Zoom chat with them. Get to know the people after you've done the whole vetting and security measures. But then go for it. Make your own event. And yeah. And organize a weekend to go somewhere. Obviously, it is still a luxury, and events are expensive and costly with time as well. So that's something to take into consideration. And most people are like drinking or doing drugs, and that's not my vibe.
Yeah. What we've talked about is more the social type of events. If you want to go to actual parties, sex parties, there's lots of different flavors, but they a lot of them tend to be, you know, club, techno, late nights, drinking, that kind of thing.
My bedtime.
But it's more about the party than the DS or the sex. It just happens to be sex happening. And then you get TG, where it's more about the dress up, torture garden, that is. And so it's the outfits rather than, again, the sex. You get the smaller parties, but like we've said, you have to be invited to those. And if it's small, I've found there may not be anyone you like anyway. So finding the kind of event you like is a challenge. And then you've got the swinger scene as well. So that's another way in. The swinger scene is more about the sex, but those people aren't necessarily into kink, DS.
Which we did find out when we went to that swingers club in Mas Palomas, and were quickly turned away from any of the kinky cross that they had displayed, but not for use, apparently.
Well, I don't know if she was joking.
I don't know. They did complain about the noise, and it made us not want to use the thing. We're like, okay, all right, this isn't for us. But can I... A bonus place to find kinky folk, I think, are sex-positive charities. And there are some different ones. A lot of them are LGBT-focused, but then there are some for, I don't know, like sex education or whatever. And the people who run those charities are going to be more interested and more keen to talk to you. So they do exist out there, and I've seen a few, and they have memberships or whatever. But if you get involved in their events, a lot of times they do like in-house sort of groups. And that's a good way to meet others as well who are open-minded and more on the activist side of things. So that can be a fun change from people who are just going to some big party to I don't know, play around.
Yeah. Where else? Where else have we found events?
We mentioned Field, right?
Yeah, Field do events now. They started them doing monthly events again. And I think they're in quite a few different cities, mainly London, but I think they do some in the US as well.
We went to a speed dating, like polyamory event.
We found that on Eventbrite again, I think. So Eventbrite's quite good. Yeah, that tends to be it. Those are the ones we mainly, that's generally how we find about stuff, or we get invited to stuff.
That's I think the key is word of mouth, 100%. Yeah. Get to know some kinky friends, go to your local sex shop, start talking to the people who are there and are interesting.
I'm not sure I agree with going to your local sex shop.
I don't mean to just proposition people who are like browsing the shelves, but like the people at the counter, they're going to know what's going on.
Yeah, potentially.
You know, like go to somewhere that has a community focus, or find someone who you can tell is part of the community and ask them for recommendations.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it all depends what kind of event you're looking for. Are you looking for a social event? Are you looking for a swing event? Are you looking for a sex event? Are you looking for a dating event? Are you looking for a kink event? Are you looking for a learning event? There's so much out there, and there's unfortunately no one thing where it's all listed. You have to do your digging around and find it. Just like if you're going, you know, you want a night out on the weekend, you could go to a pub, you can do bar, club, and there's no one website that lists all of that stuff. You've got to just know the different starting points to go and find those kind of events. It's exactly the same,
and you have to try them out and test them out, and they may be fails or flops. They may not all be for you, but you might be pleasantly surprised that even if you go to an event that's not your thing, maybe you meet someone there that is actually quite interesting, like, oh, you're cool, let's swap digits and then we can do something else in the future.
Yeah, so we went to an event that I think I found on FetLife, but it was I won't say the name, but it's in London. It tends to be for the older community. And we were standing outside the pub where it was at because we were like, oh, should we stay or not? Because it's not quite our vibe because it's everyone was sort of 50, 60 plus. But there was there's a few younger couples who had also turned up and were like, oh yeah, we're not quite feeling the vibe either. But kind of we spotted them and got chatting to them because they were in the same, yeah, so we were socializing because they were in the same situation. So,
and now we know them and we enjoy seeing them about. And, you know, sometimes you'll then meet the same people again. The more you get involved in your local community, the more likely you are to see similar faces. And then that's actually quite nice and reassuring, especially if you're someone with higher anxiety. You can be like, oh, I know you. You're a safe person. I can talk to you.
Yeah.
It's great.
The other way is go on the dating apps, but you can use it just to find events because some of them have settings where you can say, you know, I'm not looking for, you can put exactly what you want. So you can say, I'm not looking to date. I'm just looking for someone to show me the ropes or
literally
or figuratively. Yeah. Show me where the events are. And that's how I went to Le Boudoir first. And I would probably have never gone to that club unless I was taken to it by a group, because I wouldn't have gone on my own. I wouldn't have gone with my partner. It would have been, you know, I wouldn't know that I liked it. But yeah, we got chatting to a couple on Field, and then they said, oh, you know, come along because we're going to a bar with some couples. And then I chat to them and they're like, oh, we're going to Le Boudoir. And that's how I ended up there. So yeah, it can be another way in to find events as well.
Great.
I think that's it.
I'm speaking for myself, from one socially inept person, you know, hopefully that these tips can help others out there trying to find events out and about. It's not the easiest thing, I think. It's such a small community as it is, and with the safety measures in place and with having to be a little bit more cautious about what's going on, you know, it does like increase the challenge to try to find events and people that are interesting and fun. But it makes it all the more rewarding when you do make those
connections. But it's also our personalities.
Yes, that's like that true.
That other couple that we're talking about, extrovert.
Partying all the time people, and they know everyone.
Every event they go to, they meet like two other people to hang out with. And yet we struggle. So it is about how socially competent you are as well. You need good social skills. It's a lot harder if you're more introverted and not that comfortable talking to people.
The struggle continues, but we will persevere.
Yes.
Yeah. And meet us at the next slam, where we will be trying to do more of the same of building our ideal kinky circle for some inevitable, or not inevitable, what's the word, for an ideal, imagined, at this point, hypothetical kinky dinner club. Mm.
Yes. Which at may one point. Never happen.
Yes, but it's a nice fantasy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So there we go. That was some thoughts. Hopefully you found them useful. You can always join our Discord community. There's lots more information about this kind of stuff and introducing DS into your relationships at kinkyevents.co.uk. We've got courses, books. So go and check us out. Do give us a follow as well on Spotify if you've enjoyed the podcast, because this is episode probably 43.
Wow.
We've done loads. Almost half a century coming up. So yeah.
How that works.
Well, 50 is half a century.
Never mind.
All right, there we go. So yeah, lots of love and spanks. Thanks for listening. Bye.
You're listening to Chief from kinkyevents.co.uk, helping you create the dom sub dynamic you've always fantasized about.